I'm Jill Anderson. This is the Harvard EdCast. Oakland's Mayor Libby Schaaf doesn't just like to talk about education on a platform. She actively wants to change the conditions that exist to help children become successful adults. The way she's trying and so far succeeding is through an effort called the Oakland Promise, a cradle-to-career initiative that aims to triple the number of college graduates within the next decade. Oakland Promise starts young with efforts to educate little kids about college early, and then also provides scholarships to those children nearing college. While it's only about 2 years into the initiative, it's already showing promising results, with a 14% increase in African-American students enrolling in a four-year college. We talked about the Oakland Promise, its ideation, and why this has been such an important focus of her efforts. Knowing that education tends to be a popular topic during campaign season, I asked the mayor why education seems to fall off the radar once a politician takes office.
When I was first elected as mayor of Oakland 4 years ago, my political mentor told me to stay the hell away from education. He said that it is a complete loser. You will not be able to get anything done as far as changing the overall system of public education or its outcomes, especially on the time frame for a term-limited mayor. Now, I was just blessed with re-election, so instead of knowing that I only had 4 years, I now get eight. But still, I was unwilling to take that advice. If you claim to be the leader of a community, you cannot ignore the most pressing issue, and that is whether or not you are creating the conditions for your children to grow into successful adults who are self-sufficient, who are prepared for life, community, and career. You can't do that unless you are getting the educational outcomes and attainment that kids need to be successful in the 21st century economy. That was a challenge that I took on with gusto, and I was fortunate to have some great energy behind it, as well as a lot of organizations that were doing good work but had not been knitted together as a continuum of supports, cradle to career, nor had they been scaled. And that's where a mayor can really make a big difference.
How did you come up with that idea for Oakland Promise? You mentioned cradle to career, so I'm wondering where that came from and how you've been able in this time period to actually make some headway.
So when you get elected mayor, I actually upset an unpopular incumbent. So there was just a ton of hope, ton of expectation, and everyone runs to you with their brilliant idea. And honestly, it can feel a little overwhelming at first. And I got about five different ideas, you know, passionate ideas about how to improve educational outcomes for our kids. And I had a moment of thinking, oh my gosh, I'm just going to have to pick one of these and do it well. If I try and take on all five, I'll probably fail at all five. And then this epiphany came over me, which is that these really represented a continuum of interventions at every moment of a child's life within the context of their family and community that really was going to make the difference of creating kids that were graduating from college, some form of college, two-year or four-year or a trade certificate, but prepared for a successful career. And I also believe that we have failed by not being ambitious enough and for neglecting the interconnectedness of all these different issues and the fact that there is no silver bullet. If there were, we would have already discovered it. And so there were about four different initiatives that we wove into a continuum.
Right.
The Brilliant Baby, which gives newborn babies a college savings account, but also immediate supports for parents, including financial coaching. The K to College, modeled on San Francisco's measure. We help families open child college savings accounts and provide matches. But in addition to that, we help create college-going culture at our elementary schools. And we give every child, regardless of their income, a $100 scholarship which then gets built on over that child's career. And then in middle schools and high schools, we create future centers where we support career education, college access, education, and support. And then finally, we give every child that gets into college some financial support, multi-year scholarship, but more importantly, persistent support, mentoring, peer support to make sure that they don't just get in college, they get through college.
Right. And that's a big piece of it. I'm curious why you did hone in on this idea of college access, college readiness. What was it about going to college in particular for Oakland that was such a big, important issue?
Well, if our end goal is self-sufficiency, creating the conditions for a child to grow into a self-sufficient adult, in this economy, particularly in the Bay Area, kids need some sort of post-secondary attainment to really make them competitive in our job market, particularly for the high-wage jobs. It's not just any college degree. We are holding ourselves accountable as to whether or not this degree attainment produces a life-sustaining career.
And you've already seen a lot of good signs already. You've got a lot more kids going to college. You've raised a huge amount of money for scholarships. What has been the most exciting sign for you that this is working?
Without question, the most exciting sign was our first year results, where we saw a 14% increase in African-American students enrolling in a four-year college. It's too early for us to have actual degree statistics, but we have more than a 90% persistence rate right now. That's incredible. So these statistics just blow my socks off. And it's been exciting to see the level of investment that my community has been willing to make in this audacious goal. We have raised $58 million.
That's amazing.
Almost entirely in private funding. Probably 95% is private, 5% is public. That speaks volumes about how people were ready for something that was ambitious.
But as you mentioned, education can be tough to sort of get into and break down all the competing interests. So I'm curious, what are some of the challenges that you've been facing or faced in education thus far?
Well, scaling quality is always a challenge. And then also creating fear that you're going to push out other successful programs. And I feel like we've overcome that in particular by very early on partnering with existing aligned initiatives and actually helping them scale, helping bring resources to them so that they see themselves as part of this initiative and not in competition with it.
And so one of the things I love about Oakland Promise is that you're focusing on sustaining. You've been reelected, so that gives you more time, but you were smart enough to think about how do we sustain this beyond my time in office.
Well, let me be clear. That was not my brilliance. Like every good politician, I've hired really good people.
Right.
And David Silver, my director of education, has just been the absolute genius behind all of this. And the fact that while we were in really our first year of implementing our pilot, we designed a four-year pilot. We went out and funded most of it. We launched it. But as we were implementing our first year of the pilot, he went out and hired a sustainability consultant who really delved deeply into both political sustainability as well as financial sustainability. And we came out with a really ambitious but doable plan that recognizes that I am term limited as mayor,
right,
and that you do need to really capitalize on super passionate leadership while you have it. During my term as mayor, I have two jobs to do to make sure that this is sustained long after I'm out of office and that we keep the promise that we're making to our babies and our kindergartners that we are going to be with them until they walk across that stage. First, we, with the community, put together a ballot measure that would create a 30-year funding source for the type of work the Oakland Promise is doing, as well as significantly increase access to and quality of preschool. We found that is a significant barrier to our goals. It's a little complicated whether or not that passed. It got 62.5% at that last November election, but California law is a little complicated. So we actually are waiting on court clarification as to whether or not that was sufficient to actually enact this tax measure. The second task I have is to raise a quasi-endowment of $50 million.
Wow.
And that would be a private fund. That would be the actual money in the hands of students and families. And I am halfway to that goal. It's designed to be spent down over 30 years. But that is a doable goal for a sitting mayor, particularly in the Bay Area, which has a lot of resources.
So every city has its own challenges and problems. What do you think other cities can learn from Oakland's efforts and maybe try out in their own communities?
I guess two things. I mean, I have gotten a lot of flack for putting so much time and energy into this long-term vision of increasing college graduation in my city when I have so many pressing problems. Homelessness,
right,
just exploding out of control. Housing affordability. I'm pleased to say that we have been bringing violent crime down considerably. But the kind of fires in Oakland, sometimes they literally are fires,
right,
that as mayor, you have a responsibility to address in the moment. And yet, I think every leader has got to carve out time and energy to plant the seeds that you will not see grow and bear fruit. But that it's these long-term bets, mm-hmm, and it's kind of putting a stake in the ground and saying we have to fundamentally change the system because the system is not producing acceptable results. And that's a long-term bet, but someone's got to start it. And so just having that, I don't know, determination to do the long-term things, I hope that is something that other mayors will find as much satisfaction in as I have.
Well, thank you very much for coming by and talking to us today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's been wonderful to be part of Harvard's By All Means initiative. It's been a great network. It's been a great partnership with the Education Redesign Lab. And we've got to redesign this system because it is not meeting its promise.
Libby Schaff is the mayor of Oakland, California. I'm Jill Anderson. This is the Harvard EdCast, produced by the Harvard Graduate School of Education. Thanks for listening.